guys, welcome back to my show. In today's episode, we'll be talking about how to find the perfect book for yourself as a reader or a writer. So before we begin, I would just like to say that this episode is for anyone out there who is looking for guidance on tips on how to find a good book as a reader or a writer. But it's mainly guaranteed to garner towards people who are confused or just cannot find the right book for themselves no matter what they do. But then again, if you're not that kind of person, of course go ahead and watch this episode. It's all right. At some point, this will really help you or your family members or friends or relatives or whoever you're gonna listen to this episode for. So anyways, without further ado, let me start. Okay, so my first tip would be to read a lot, understand what genre or what type of book you like, and based on that, find a perfect fit. What I would do is that I would go to libraries or search through Amazon bookstores or my teacher's library cabinet or something like that and see what books I can find. Once I look at it, I look at the book jacket, the blurb, I look at everything about the book and even read reviews. But of course, remember, always read good and bad reviews and see how much there is of what. Because I mean, everyone has their own opinions on books and you do not want to be leaving a book when you actually like it, but then because of one bad review, you just leave it. So make sure that you see which books have more good reviews and the ones with bad reviews. Do not necessarily skip it. You can try for yourself and see whether you actually might like it. Another thing I would suggest doing would be to go to Goodreads. So Goodreads is an amazing place. I will put the link in the description. Goodreads is an amazing place to go to if you're trying to find new books to read or just trying to browse and search for just books in general or authors to connect to or whatever. You can go there and there are many books and people and lists of books which are in there and which will be very useful later on and can also help you in the long run for finding a perfect book for yourself. Another thing I would do would be to take a book quiz. Go online, search up what books should I read next. Book quiz for teenagers or for middle schoolers or for elementary students or for parents or for educators. Whatever you are, there's at least 10 to 15 quizzes or more for you to take so that you can find the perfect book. Of course, these results are not truly accurate. Sometimes the suggestion they give you do not like, but I would suggest still doing it. Maybe you might actually end up liking the book you get as your result. A few major things you could even try would be to just ask for reading recommendations from your local librarian, your friends, your family, relatives, anyone out there who you think might have a good suggestion. Now, of course, not everyone's suggestion would be for you. Some people's suggestion you may not like. Let's say someone tells you to read Harry Potter, but you're not really interested in wizards and magic. Of course, you would not want to read it because it's not right for you. Now, remember this, that when someone is giving you feedback or giving you some help in deciding what book you should read next, make sure that you remember that it's up to you what book you want to read. Make sure you do not just agree to another person when they just tell you to read a book. Make sure you ask them more about the book, maybe ask what genre it is or what is it about, kind of like that. Another thing is that if you're trying to you just want to find a book but it's not there, you cannot find a single book with a topic you want. Of course, as a writer, you can just write it. Now, it may be simple to say write it, but you have to actually put in the time and effort to read other books which are like that. And again, as I just said, sometimes there just are no books. So let's say you're looking for a book with a protagonist who's from a diverse part of the world, but you've never seen that kind of type of writing before. That's why you want to write it. You can try searching up or talking to people from the culture you're trying to represent in your book and ask them how their life is and how their culture is around it, so that when you write your book, you don't make any errors or make anyone feel hurt. So that's one of the things I would say. These are my final tips. Number one was, go to the library, go to your local bookstore, go wherever to just browse through the book and see which one you like. My second one was Goodreads. Goodreads is a perfect resource if you want to find, just look through books as well online. The other few tips was just taking recommendations from your friends, family, relatives, teachers, or anyone out there who's for you. And then take a book quiz to see which book is fit for you as an educator, parent, student, anyone. And my last and final was writing. Like, just write. If you cannot find a book which is perfect for you, or you just want to read a particular thing but it's not out there, for sure just write it. Eventually you will have it published, and even if it isn't, you will still have it with you so you can read it. Read something that you never got to read when you wanted it to. So yeah, that's pretty much it. So that's the end of the episode, and I'll hope to see you all next Sunday. Until then, keep reading, keep writing, and stay tuned for new episodes. Thank you.